All right, I'm anxious to hear about George's bathroom issues.
Yeah, I think this is going to be an interesting conversation. And this has to do with bathroom policy and not the kind that you're probably thinking of given our radio station. But back in March, they passed the law in North Carolina that's really caused a lot of controversy, basically saying in public places in North Carolina, schools, public areas, you need to use the restroom of how you were born. So if you were born a male, you need to continue to use the men's room. And it's been challenged by the U.S. Justice Department. Transgendered people have challenged this. It's caused the NBA to remove the All-Star game from North Carolina, the NCAA, the ACC. There's been all sorts of uproar over this. And I got to tell you, I have not followed it really closely. I just know that North Carolina is going through a lot of strife, and I think it's starting to leak into other states too.
Yeah, and the big thing about North Carolina is when the governor signed into law this Public Facilities Act, that also overturned the LGBT anti-discrimination ordinance that had been passed by Charlotte.
Right.
So now it's not just a bathroom thing in Charlotte, but now it's back to where you can discriminate against any member of the LGBT community.
Yes. And
like if you're a restaurant owner, you don't have to serve them, that kind of thing.
Right. And there's a lot of jokes in this, but I have some questions about it, and I have these questions because of a recent experience in the city of Austin this past weekend. And that is, I went into an establishment that sells coffee and tea and various drinks.
Generic.
I just didn't want to identify exactly who it was. And so I ordered my drinks that I was going to take to go. We're going to walk around the UT campus. And after I ordered and paid, I went to go number one. Okay?
Sure.
It was. It wasn't bad bathroom. So there were two restrooms, I noticed, as I walked down the hall. And there was not a men's and women's room. It just said restroom, generic.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a picture of a woman and a man with a line dividing the man and woman. And I think it also said a handicap symbol on there, too.
So, you know, I was in Austin this weekend, and I went to a restaurant, same thing. I go back, and there were two bathrooms, but each of them had a man/woman sign.
Right.
So both were unisex.
Right. That seems reasonable to me. And a way to solve the problem in North Carolina, right?
Well, yeah.
Either one. Use either one.
Right.
It's good for either one of you. But here's the problem. As I entered bathroom number one, there was a woman in there.
Oh, so it wasn't a one-seater?
It was a two-seater. And one was a stall with, you know, the metal divider and everything, and one was just
a urinal.
Yes, that's the way I remembered. And trust me, I've started to sweat at this point as I entered the bathroom and there was a woman in there, and so I may not remember everything really clearly, but I think this is the way it was. It was a stall with full stall, you know, the metal divider, and then a urinal. She was leaving the stall.
Not the urinal.
And I said, I am so sorry. I was just stumbling all over myself because I basically walked in on her. She was hitching up her britches and everything. And I said, I'm really sorry, ma'am. I'm so sorry. And I ran out of the bathroom. I didn't run. I walked out of the bathroom, confused, somewhat dazed.
Grabbing the back of your Dockers?
No, I wasn't doing that.
Can I ask you a question about this setup? Was there a lock on the door? Because sometimes, see, that's on her, because that sounds like it's a one-at-a-time bathroom.
Right.
So she should have locked the door. But there are some unisex bathrooms, and I've been in these before, and they're usually like at bars.
Right.
And you walk in, and there are five stalls or six stalls, and there it's men and women coming and going together.
Right. But here's where the confusion comes in. I thought, well, she just forgot to lock the door. So I walk out in the hallway, and then she comes out of the door and says, it's okay, it's okay. These are...
Shh, okay. And she's plunging the knife
into
you.
These are for men and women. Right. And I said, okay. And she said, you could have come right in.
See, everything's cool.
She left the door unlocked, and she thought that it would be okay for her to be in the stall and for me to stand
at the urinal.
Plenty! What? I don't want to do that. No!
What's wrong
with
that?
That's where we're going?
Yes.
You know, I guess everybody's different, but if I had gone in, excuse me, to that bathroom and I'd seen somebody in the stall and there was an open urinal, I would use it and I wouldn't care who was in the stall. It would not faze me at all.
But then she could leave the stall and then there you
are. So you're at the urinal. So what? Like she's never seen that before?
Right.
That's just, you don't think that's weird at all?
No. I'd ask her to double up.
Okay, so
and
you're
say,
not,
hey, let's
I'm trying to have
the
a serious
stall at the
conversation.
Time.
No, I'm serious.
I'm trying to have a serious conversation about it, and I knew
and
you
we'll
couldn't
cross
handle
the streams.
It.
I'm serious that if I were at the urinal and she came out of the stall, it would not bother me at all.
Okay.
I mean, like, I'm not going to be embarrassed. She obviously wasn't embarrassed.
I think that's a little weird. Here was the other bathroom set up. So I go to the next bathroom just thinking, okay, because there's another woman in line. Is she expecting me to go in there with her?
Yes.
I don't know, but I went to the other one, locked it immediately. I was the only one in there.
Preventing other people from going.
Yes.
So long.
And it was also a two-seater with no stall, so it just had one on the floor and then a urinal. So you had no separation. So I used the stand-up and went back out, and that woman was still out there. She's saying, yeah, it's really no big deal. You know, men and women can use either one of these. And I said at the same time, and she said, yeah, if you want to. I said, well, I don't want to. And that's why I locked it. I just think that's weird.
So why is it weird to you? I think it's weird to a lot of people. I don't think you're in the minority, but why is it weird? You don't want to hear her kerplunk?
Well,
or
no!
Again,
what? I'm trying to have a serious conversation about this. Shut up. And yeah, I just obviously think that's odd. I think the argument of some who are offended by it, like, well, we don't want a woman walking in there and then there's a man in there. You could have a predator thing. Well, here you're allowing it. Here you're really setting it up. If you put the two-seater in there, you have the lock option, but obviously not everyone wants to lock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that could be a very dangerous situation for women. Luckily, I mean, I'm a normal dude, semi-normal, but, you know, what if I wasn't? I could see that could be a really dangerous situation for
women.
I do see
that argument that it's easier for a creeper to creep.
Yes.
That does make sense to me.
Yeah, and I'm...
But since you're not the creeper...
You're right. As far as I'm not the creeper, I guess, yes, if that's the way we're going to do it, yeah, you're right. I could do that if I had to go bad enough. I'll stand at the urinals. I don't care who walks back behind me, but it still is a little strange. But on the other end of that, I think it's a little more strange for the woman. And I bet I would be surprised if most women are in on this. She seemed to be fine with it because she left the door unlocked.
Right.
And was trying to assure me, hey, it's no big deal. Come in anytime you want. Well, no. What if I would have had bad bathroom? I don't want to do that.
But we're all human, George. All human.
So this is how it's going. It's just a free-for-all.
Yes,
now.
And don't you think that is a good thing?
No, I don't. And you don't either. We've had this big, long discussion about how we don't
have... separated by our differences.
We've all said, we've agreed on this show, we've signed contracts on this show saying that we will not talk bathroom with women. Why do you want to share a bathroom with a woman? No. I don't think this is a good thing. And I think potentially it could, as we try to be, oh, so free and easy, man. Who cares?
Nobody has that tone of voice. Nobody.
As we do that, I think that can be a very dangerous situation for a woman if they're going to have some creep out there just waiting for that opportunity. See a woman go in, doesn't lock the door. Hey, here's my opportunity. And then he goes.
Well, you're part of the fear-mongering that's going on.
I'm not fear-mongering. I'm saying that's a possibility.
Not all men who go in bathrooms attack people.
Right. You're exactly right. But why give the, whatever the percentage of creeps, that opportunity? where you can now just say,
why
well, that's
should
fine.
Why should we bend all our bathroom laws for the very small percentage of people who attack others? Why should we bend? Why should the 99% bend for the 1%? Oh, wait. That's what we do with transgender stuff. Well, you know what, anyway, other stuff.
You know what I think is at work here? I've always said that we as humans try to pretend that all other humans don't use the bathroom. And we like to pretend that we don't. That's why we call it a restroom.
Right.
Or women say, I'm going to go powder my nose. And that's why there's air freshener in there and the door you close. And everybody acts like they go in there and they just hang out for a while and then come back out and they look at everybody else in the house and say, nothing happened in there. Let's just talk about politics. So what's happening with this, with the unisex bathroom thing, is that it's exposing the sexes to the fact that the other sexes go to the bathroom. And I think we probably all just ought to...
Right. Well, let's keep it separate.
No. I think we all just ought to embrace it. Not necessarily... You don't want to walk in on someone you're attracted to going number three.
Mm.
But it's not... I don't think it's an embarrassing deal unless number three is involved. Because then it's embarrassing for either sex.
You weren't just uncomfortable because you had to...
No, I
blow
told
your
you
body
had,
horn.
No, I told you I had to go number one.
You didn't have to go trombone?
No. That could always happen, though, as you're standing at the urinal.
God, stop. Stop.
You know, this is where I think it gets really weird, and a couple of P1s are bringing this up. What if you go in there and it's a 12-year-old girl?
Right. I didn't even think about that.
The kid aspect, to me, makes it really weird.
Yes. And then you leave, then and she leaves the bathroom, and then here's Jubb walking out right after her. That's just nuts.
Why?
Why?
You're making your mind go dirty there. If you think cleanly, you
no,
think nothing
No, I would
of
never
it.
Do any harm to a 12-year-old girl, but other people don't know that, and they see me
well,
leaving.
That's their mind going dirty. That's their problem.
Well, again, there are people who
we need bathroom
would want
free
to
for
harm
all.
A 12-year-old girl. Why give them the opportunity with this fair catch sign where it's, hey, whatever, lock it, unlock it, go in together, bad bathroom. It doesn't matter. It's a free-for-all. No,
yes,
it shouldn't
need bathroom
be a free-for-all.
Oh, that's progress. It's progress. I like to go on the koala stations.
What are those?
Those
oh, the baby changing, the diaper changing.
Free-for-all.
Why not? Free yeah, you want to be a baby, right?
Yeah,
have someone change
baby.
Your diaper. Oh, yeah. That's next. You wait. We need
that's
to wake
not.
Those. Yeah, you wait. We have to make those strong enough to hold an adult knucklehead who wants to be treated as a baby. Oh, I want to be changed in a public restroom.
All right, tune in tomorrow for George's continuing bathroom issues.